For LGA Executive Director Walt Lerner, the past year has been focused on forming partnerships.
I think what we found is, you know, working with state agency folks, working with other partners, local municipalities, I think we can put all of our energies together and become more efficient and get things done. And that's what we're all about here at the Lake George Association, is getting things done.
Perhaps the most impactful effort of the LGA was the launch of the Lake George Park Commission's Aquatic Invasive Species Monitoring Program. Beginning in the spring, 6 monitoring stations were set up around the lake where boaters are required to have their vessels and trailers inspected for invasive hitchhikers. If the vessels are not clean, drained, and dry, boaters are directed to a high-pressure washing station free of charge. Executive Director of the Lake George Park Commission, David Wick, said at Friday's meeting that over the course of the summer, more than 13,000 boaters have visited the inspection stations, and of those, 11% were directed to have their equipment washed.
You know, the great thing is that the public supports it extremely strongly, which is fantastic. We're able to do the inspections, get them in and out in 5 minutes to 7 minutes, and we see just tremendous public support for it. It's great.
The inspection program is supported by the LGA and other partners and is partially modeled after the LGA's Lake Steward program. LGA Education Coordinator Kristen Rohn shared some of the findings of the Lake Steward program, which ran from 2008 to 2013, where students inspected over 32,000 boats and educated 75,000 boaters. The Lake Stewards identified invasive plants and animals in 490 inspections, including one never found before in Lake George.
Quagga mussels are very similar to zebra mussels, and so one of the stewards actually found them attached to a boat coming to Lake George, and it is one of those species we don't have in Lake George that we want to keep out.
Standing beside the LGA's floating classroom boat, Rohn said education efforts in the past year have focused on the surrounding communities as well.
This year we've been trying to do a lot more outreach and getting out to people at different events and really just spreading the word and getting to boaters with the whole message of clean, drain, dry, and just getting kids and families involved in protecting Lake George and getting that word out.
In May, the LGA was awarded with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Environmental Quality Award for its education efforts aboard the floating classroom. Assemblyman Dan Steck, who represents all of Lake George, highlighted some of the bills he's co-sponsored to prevent the spread of aquatic invasives in New York. One bill awaiting signature would prohibit the movement of invasives from water body to water body. Another would make uniform signage across the state warning of the transport of aquatic invaders.
Trying to drive home the issue clean, drain, and dry, and basically educate the public by keeping a consistent uniform message throughout the state.
Mentioning the partnerships between the LGA, the Lake George Park Commission, the Fund for Lake George, and others, Steck, a first-term Republican, said the voice of Lake George is louder than ever in Albany.
Everyone's rowing in the same direction, more or less, so it's easier for the state to get behind issues that are important to Lake George.
Although the Park Commission's boat inspection program is supported by donors and volunteers, Steck said he'd like to see the state show more support for such efforts. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.